Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Hey, in this month's Mortgage Monthly, brought to you by the fine folks at CU Members Mortgage, we had actually CU Members Mortgage's Conrad Johnson on the broadcast talking about why your credit union should offer FHA and VA loans to its membership. Lots and lots of takeaways in this episode, so check it out. Conrad, without further ado, why should your credit union offer FHA and VA loans to its members? What's going on here?
Well, that's a great starting point because seriously, they need to offer as diverse and as complete a menu to their members as possible. The reason being is the members are more educated today, and they might just go down the street to another lender who might possibly cross-sell them products, and they might lose the entire relationship. So yeah. It's really important for them to be able to offer as complete a menu to include FHA, to include VA that we'll be talking about to all their membership. To give you some idea, over the last few years, FHA has been about 12.1% of the loans. However, it's been about, according to NAR, the National Association of Realtors, it's been about 46% of the first-time homebuyer loans.
Oh, really?
We all talk about those every day. As well as that, VA is around 10%. So this really comes down to being about one in every four loans is falling into this category.
Wow, that's a big number. So we hear about FHA low down payment loans, but our mortgage insurance friends, they're quick to remind us that they offer options with as little as 3% down. So do I really need to offer, if I'm a credit union, do I really need to offer FHA loans at my credit union?
Well, that's kind of where you get into the idea that they make screwdrivers in Flathead as well as in Phillips. You really need to have everything in your toolbox to be successful. Sometimes guidelines will differ. Sometimes rate might be a driving force on something like that. But either way, if all you have in your toolbox is a hammer, everything is going to look like a nail.
Yeah, you're exactly right on. I love it. Love it. Hey, having said that, so why an FHA loan? I mean, is this for everyone or what's the deal?
You know, it's really not for everyone, but some of the great things about FHA loans are that, you know, they've got loan limits now as high as $822,375. Low down payments with no reserve requirements. You can have seller assistance and gift funds are allowed. Mm-hmm. And actually, lower FICO scores, 620 doesn't sound that low. You can actually get an FHA loan lower than that.
Wow.
Some lenders will go that far. But again, 620 is a great starting spot.
Yeah, and that's a good sign for coming out of the last 12 to 15 months where a lot of people were struggling. So that's great news for them. So what about, having said that, what about qualifying? What do we need to know here?
Well, you know, the ratios are, you know, 31-43, but if you have an AU accept, an automated underwriting decision that says it's been accepted, you can go into the 50s. I mean, I have seen them, you know, in the mid-50s and that type of thing, you know. Personally, we're at 50. So, it's a much broader because if you talk about the agencies, the Fannie and the Freddie, basically they're looking for qualified mortgages, which are going to top out at 43%. Mm-hmm. So there is another group of people that need maybe a little more help.
Yeah, exactly. And you mentioned, we talked about credit scores a little earlier. So, and my credit union, you know, do I need a 680, for instance, or what do we need here?
We're just coming out of COVID. You just mentioned that. And during COVID, lenders were really trying to figure out where the risk was as far as in lending. So a lot of them increased their minimum FICO, their minimum credit scores up to 680. But what I've really seen as things have sort of come back to what is maybe the new normal, things are back down around 620 and it gives people the opportunity.
Yeah, it's good to hear. Good to hear for sure. What about bankruptcy and foreclosure?
Well, I think it's very safe to say that FHA is much more lenient. They're much more forgiving on the timeframes that you need to be either out of a bankruptcy or a foreclosure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what about mortgage insurance, especially at 96.5% here?
Well, you know, with a 3.5% down payment, the borrower is going to have to pay both an upfront and a monthly premium for mortgage insurance. The nice thing about that you need to know is that with FHA, that monthly premium is going to stay on there for the life of the loan unless you put down 10% or more.
Okay.
And that with the 10% or more, it's only 11 years. So
no.
A nice option there is if you put down 10% or more, shorter term on the MI.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. Now let's look at it from the seller's position. So why FHA may not be a preference for them? What's going on here?
Well, there's really just one thing, but let me kind of do a little history here.
Okay.
There was a time when FHA appraisals were very, what you might consider nitpicky. They would look for everything from broken windows to cracked paint, anything like that. And with it, it would bring the loan to a screeching halt.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going anywhere until all these things are fixed.
Okay.
That's really something that's in the past.
Okay.
The one thing that is still there, kind of as if you want to call it an exception,
mm-hmm.
is if the house appraises for less than the actual sales price, the seller is either going to have to reduce the sales price or, in fact, walk away from the sale.
Really? Okay. Okay. And having said that, what's new with FHA loans these days? What's out there? What's going on in today's world with this?
Well, it's a very timely question because on June 17th, HUD announced a change to underwriting and approval guidelines that will cut in half the minimum student loan payments that we use to calculate in the borrower's qualifying budget.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to open doors to a significant number of new members with deferred student loan payments. So, and you know, June 17th, just a few days ago.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I've heard a lot of people say it's difficult to be approved as an FHA lender. Is that true? What's the real story here?
I wouldn't say that it's difficult to get approved. I mean, getting the endorsement from HUD, the direct endorsement, I should say, from HUD, is going to require a significant amount of effort, as well as, to be honest with you, there's going to be a significant expense to do that in terms of things like audits and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, HUD allows credit unions to work alongside DE lenders that might have some sort of a TPO, a third-party origination platform.
Okay.
That allows the credit union to have almost all, but certainly most of the front-facing member origination task.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what's the future for FHA loans? What's on the horizon here for them?
That's a tough one. It's really hard to say. The one thing I will say about FHA is that it's really fulfilling a need of creating ownership for borrowers of modest needs. And in my opinion, and having worked with credit unions and at a credit union, you know, that's really very well aligned with their mission.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Yeah. And it's so hard to get out the crystal ball and kind of forecast these things, especially in the market we're in today. My gosh.
I didn't know I was going to be asked to get out the crystal ball.
Sorry about that, Conrad, but I just had to ask it. What's everybody wants to know? All right. So let's switch gears here and talk VA loans here. So we often see them actually bundled together with FHA. So what's going on here? Let's talk about VA loans here for a quick second here.
Well, you know, the one thing that I'm most proud of, as I said, is offering VA loans to our veterans, whether they be active service or, veterans who are working from home, who knows, they might just be retired.
Yeah.
That side of it. In simplest terms, a VA loan is going to offer a veteran the chance to buy a home with zero down payment. Without mortgage insurance. So it's really quite a benefit for our veterans. Like I said, the fact that we can partner with our credit unions to offer it is a great thing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So you mentioned 100% financing. Isn't that what led to the big mortgage meltdown about a decade or so ago?
Well, not really. In fact, VA loans have been offered for decades, with 100% financing, and those loans have performed just fine.
Mm-hmm.
VA loans may be underwritten differently, but the proof is actually in the pudding. When it comes to performance, the VA loans have a long track record of success.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree there. So speaking of that, I mean, who's eligible for a VA loan?
Well, there are a few classes. One, of course, would be any active duty service personnel.
Mm-hmm.
Second one would be anybody in the reserves. And third would be an unmarried surviving spouse, merchant marine, public service officer, or Coast Air Geodetic Survey. So there are actually opportunities to do VA loans, probably, as we just went through that list, that folks haven't even thought of.
Yeah, no doubt. And how much can they borrow?
Well, as of 2020,
if
you have full entitlement, you actually don't have a limit on your VA loan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's good news. That's really good news. So same question that I asked earlier for the FHA, what's new with VA loans today? What can we expect?
Well, we did see that change in 2020 when the VA removed their entitlement cap, which basically means there is no longer a loan limit size on VA loans.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, you still have to qualify, debt to income, credit, all that. And it has to be a loan that the lender is willing to do. There might be an overlay or something like that. Other than that, like I said, if those things are in place, there really isn't a loan that the VA won't offer lender insurance on.
Okay.
How long does they qualify?
Okay. Sounds good. And so let's talk about the veteran funding fee. What's that all about?
Well, there is a veteran funding fee that is paid upfront. The fee differs whether it's going to be your first VA loan or possibly a subsequent VA loan. First time, it's going to be 2.3%. On subsequent loans, it's going to be 3.6%. One carve out, if you will. If you're a vet receiving VA compensation for a service-connected disability or a surviving spouse of a vet who died in service or from a service-connected disability, there is no funding fee.
Okay. Okay. What are some of the benefits? Can you share some benefits to VA?
Sure. It's really just a great thing. Of course, we already talked about it. No minimum credit score from the VA. Again, lenders may have some sort of an overlay on that depending on where they're at. We talked about coming out of COVID, things have gotten a little more normal. Lenient bankruptcy and foreclosure guidelines. We sort of touched on that earlier with the FHA. No reserve requirement. Sellers can contribute closing costs. The VA funding fee being waived for veterans. And of course, the big one, zero down payment. Yeah. And I would tell you that 90% of the loans that are done through VA are actually with zero down payment.
Really? Oh my gosh, that is a huge number.
And again, these are just two products that, for example, I'm here in Tampa, Florida. Mm-hmm. MacDill Air Force Base is just down the road.
Yeah.
I'm the son of a military person. So there is really a great opportunity. When I think about the panhandle and all the air bases, all those type of things, to do some of these FHA and VA loans.
Yeah, I was just thinking, this just sounds like, again, I know there's a lot of hoops and things you got to jump through, but gosh, it just sounds like such a no-brainer for credit unions. It sounds like such a credit union thing to do to provide
these. Like I said, and when I said that, it really aligns with their mission statement.
Yeah, exactly.
I just attended a credit union conference over in Orlando, and these are the kind of things that people talk about and share. So I think it's a great product.
I agree wholeheartedly. Well, thank you very much for all that information, Conrad. Anything else to add to wrap up here? Any final thoughts? Any final words of wisdom?
I just want to do a little shout out that my friend Joe Pulaski up in the Northeast will be doing Mortgage Monthly next month. So
all right.
Keep your eye out for that.
All right. Well, thank you for the teaser. And yeah, stay tuned in 30 days for that one. So thank you again, Conrad, for your time and your expertise today. I think Credit Union's got a lot out of this. And again, if you maybe just tuned in or had to leave early, we'll have this recording on CU Broadcast momentarily. But again, yeah, stay tuned for next month's Mortgage Monthly and brought to you by the fine folks at CU Members Mortgage. And we'll see you all in 30 days. Conrad, thank you very much again. That was great.
Good to see you, Mike. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.